This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. And joining us as normal is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, kicking us off this weekend. He is the founder, the creator of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. You can find Joe McKenzie online at rippleconnects.com and by phone at 763-438-1621. I'll say it again, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And I'm excited talking about this because the topic today gives us some hope for, you know, we've been hearing about vaccine and herd immunity and a certain percentage of the total country being vaccinated. But and this is really nicely set with the reopening the economy and creating your next job search. And I'm wondering, first and foremost, you know, it's obvious to some, but let's talk about the job search strategies for the second half of this year as the Minnesota economy slowly begins to open back after being shut down or at least blocked a little bit by the pandemic.
I agree. I think the timing is right. We've worked through so much. We've talked through with the New Beginning listeners the adaptations to their job search through the pandemic. And here we are. I just got my vaccine. All my children have gotten their vaccine. The economy is showing signs that it's reopening to somewhat of a pre-pandemic type of activity. But we also know many things have changed. And I don't want someone to think that it's a job search like 2019 or prior to that. Things have changed. Industries have changed, specifically the hospitality and tourism industries. Many tech companies and that are designed to work remotely are working remotely. My wife is a perfect example where she's able to work remotely as a part of a team. Well, Freddie, many companies may not bring their employees back in on a 9-to-5 basis. What does that mean for a job seeker? Well, that means that you may have to adapt your job search to speak to that. Those industries that were there in 2019 pre-pandemic may not create those same opportunities. So the takeaway here today and into next week, Freddie Bell, is just to keep our New Beginnings listeners and anybody that's in a job search mode aware of what's changed and how they can develop their own strategies to be more successful going forward as the economy reopens slowly.
That's right. Everybody, Joe McKenzie is with us on New Beginnings this morning. We're talking about this week, a reopening economy and how we can create our next job search, in many cases, to leverage what we found. And Joe, I'm thinking that there are certain ways that companies have done business over the last year or so, and many of those techniques and strategies will remain and not necessarily go back to the way it was.
You know, just the fact that they might have found some more efficient ways to deliver services and products. And as a job seeker, if you are, because of the pandemic, in needing of a job or wanting to change, you do need to tackle that right away. Attack that what has changed. You need to be able to say, here's how I adapted in my previous role. Here's how I see myself thriving in this type of role. Because Freddie, if people are working remotely and you're not comfortable working remotely as a part of a team, then an employer is going to say, well, this may not be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's imperative that job seekers don't fall into that mental trap thinking that everything is going to go back to completely normal the way it was. We have to be highly aware of how things have changed. And that leads me into the networking piece. Here's what's changed. Many people may not want to agree to sit down with you over coffee, but that shouldn't stop you from getting that information about what those industries are up against. And in regards to that networking, Freddie, me and you have not been able to sit down for well over a year. But that hasn't stopped us from sharing information back and forth, correct?
No, absolutely. I believe it or not, I believe we're closer now than we ever have been.
I agree. We realize the importance of being excellent communicators, being resources to each other, sharing information so we could deliver New Beginnings content. But that, in a sense, is the working relationship we've built. For a job seeker, the networking of 5 years ago may not be sitting across the table from someone. It may be Zoom or phone or what have you. But you still need to be able to understand what's going on out there. The hidden job market still exists. So those jobs that are not advertised may be unearthed by people that you know. Networking doesn't stop or sitting down with your bench of advocates. It may not just be at a coffee shop with a couple cups of coffee between you. And then, Freddie, we just pivot to interviewing. What if you never get invited in to interview and you have to virtually interview? Freddie, that's a job search strategy in itself, correct?
Exactly. So there's some techniques that perhaps maybe an individual has learned from being on Zoom calls or GoToMeeting calls that they can take into the interviewing process, doing it virtually?
Yes, getting comfortable with your technology, practicing your technology, testing your technology, knowing where your web camera is, making sure that you have good sound. I've been a part
even
of so
that you
many
have
Zoom
a web
meetings
camera.
Where I can barely hear somebody.
That's
it's
true.
It's first impressions, right?
It is first impressions.
Well, if it's the investment of a good microphone on your laptop or some kind of extra microphone that you can plug into your laptop, that $35 investment may separate yourself from the other person that's interviewing that they can't hear. I know that sounds silly, but we're still making first impressions, and often it is over a virtual connection. So, yeah, the job interview process has changed, and I've said this months ago. I do think that virtual interviews for the first couple of rounds will be the norm going forward. Do you agree with that, Freddie, in regards to what's happened?
I really believe so, and also even working remotely.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Being able to work independently but as a part of a team, to hold each other accountable and make sure you collaborate. Those are critical skills today. Otherwise, then everybody's going in a different direction. You can't walk down the hall to someone's office or walk to their cubicle and say, hey, where are you at with this? You have to be able to depend on that virtual link to make sure that you're all on the same page to still provide the level of services you had pre-pandemic.
Interesting. Joe McKenzie talking to us today about the reopening economy. So what would you tell a job seeker today as they begin to craft their job search?
First, recognize that this is not 2019. Things have changed. Just because things will be reopening and may look like it's going to be normal, you have to adapt your job search to some of the things we've already talked about. But just how are you going to integrate that? How are you going to upgrade your technology? How are you still going to attack that Minnesota's hidden job market through your bench of advocates, although it may be virtually that you do it? It's still going to be understanding the challenges of the new norm or whatever we want to call it. The world has been turned upside down. Service delivery models are changed. Well, job seekers need to recognize that, and they need to speak to that because that's what the employers are worried about. You know, I took over a nonprofit 2 months short of a pandemic. We changed many things, but I was in position because of my transferable skills and experience to be able to adapt to not being able to be out in the community. Think about that, Freddie. I was brought on to be a community-facing director 2 months prior to the pandemic. So how did I do that? Well, I lent to my transferable skills, my experience, my wherewithal, my emotional intelligence to make sure that I still brought the mission forward. I think a lot of people will experience that going forward. How are you going to be able to help those companies adapt their new service models, and how do they move their mission forward?
That's a big question. So with that as an understanding, Joe McKenzie, what would be the best approach as we go through the last three quarters of this year and even beyond as we craft our job search? We only have a few seconds left.
just know that it's changed and you have to begin to prepare for it. And we'll talk about that next week, some actionable strategies to begin to prepare for the reopening of the Minnesota economy.
All right. That's Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. And what's the website and telephone number once again, Joe McKenzie?
The website, RippleConnects.com. Phone number, 763-438-1621. We turn candidates into contenders.
And this is New Beginnings.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is tenacity. Tenacity can serve you pretty well. When you push yourself across the finish line or if you complete a project on time, that's tenacity because it can help you succeed. While tenacity is definitely a good thing, sometimes the race is not yours to run. Some projects are better accomplished by slowing down. Sometimes it's better just to wait for that inspiration rather than to force a solution. The key is knowing when to wait for that guidance, when to wait for the ideas, for that success, and the way to move ahead. True tenacity is really a blend between moving forward and waiting for that great inspiration to come. Our point of focus is tenacity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Dr. Michael Osterholm joins us this morning, epidemiologist, and he's talking about the B.1.1.7 variant. And I'm wondering, doctor, if you're concerned about the spread among children and young adults.
Over the course of the past 2 months, as this B.1.1.7 variant, and this is a mutated virus that occurs, where, in fact, what happens is in the mutations, it either makes it spread more readily, and the B.1.1.7 is now spreading 50 to 100% times more than we, percent-wise, more than we see with the previous strains, and also it causes more severe illness. And so what we're concerned about now is it's spreading through our communities, and as you know, you can see the numbers are going up very quickly in the upper Midwest, And included in that are kids. And we're seeing more transmission in youth sports activities and schools itself. And so this has been a concern because kids now are getting sick. Again, not as often in a serious illness standpoint as we see with adults, but they're still getting sick. And the other thing is that they're transmitting the virus in the community. So we're spreading to people like young adults who are now getting sick and being hospitalized.
So what age group are you seeing, Dr. Osterholm? I know that there were some rises in infections in age groups 18 to, I believe, 25. When you say children, what age group are we talking?
We're talking about all ages. Right now, all the kids we're seeing, whether they're in daycare, K through 8, or, ninth grade on, we're also seeing it in terms of transmission in colleges. So it's really, they're all acting about the same. So it's not that kids are, again, transmitting it more than we see in adults. But prior to this, we just didn't see as much transmission. Now we're seeing a lot. We have a number of outbreaks in schools and daycare facilities now.
So what do you suggest, Dr. Osterholm? Would you suggest that the children don't go back to school, don't do physical activities and the sports and everything they've been doing?
Well, no, at this point, we surely want to do whatever we can to continue to support school. And the question is, at what point is it going to be distance learning? What point is it going to be hybrid? And how much was all in-class learning? And I think we just have to be very mindful of what's happening right now with kids in schools. And if we see evidence of any transmission in these schools, I think you need to be able to pivot quickly and go back to either hybrid or at the very least, consider the possibility that you may have to do distance learning until we get through this next weeks ahead where we're going to see B117 there. I think with youth sports, this is a tough one. Indoor sports clearly were associated with many more outbreaks. We've had many outbreaks in youth sports associated with hockey, basketball, et cetera, and it really had to do with the indoor environment. We've seen less outdoors, but we still have had outbreaks when kids all ride in the same car together to go to an event or on the same bus, et cetera. So, again, this is still a challenge. What the real answer is going to be is hopefully later this summer we're going to have vaccines that will be available for kids down as young as 10 years of age. And hopefully by even next fall we'll have vaccines that will be available down to 6 months of age or older.
Indeed. We're talking to Dr. Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the U of M. Doctor, the U.S. is on track, is said to be on track for 50% of adults to have at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine by this weekend. With the higher numbers of people being vaccinated, are we on track to seeing a curve and to seeing, I saw a report that said by the end of the summer, maybe we'll be on the other side of this. Is there any truth to that?
Well, in terms of by the summertime, there's a real possibility that we will be on the other side of it if the variants that also cause the vaccine not to work as effectively don't spread. That's going to be an important if. But at this point in the United States, what we're worried about is really the B117, which that vaccine works really well against the B117. So if we look, though, at the immediate term right now, just look no further than the state of Michigan, which is a house on fire. The highest rates of infection they've had through the duration of the pandemic, much more than even the two major episodes they had last April and again last November. So there's still enough people out there, even with 50% vaccines out there, that we can have still a lot of transmission in the community. So until we really get a much higher percentage of our population vaccinated, we're still going to be at risk for transmitting this virus.
And with that being said, Dr. Osterholm, how can we curb another surge of infections outside of obviously the vaccinations? What else can we do or continue to do?
Well, I know everyone wants to get outside. Everyone's tired of this pandemic. People's lives have been, really challenged over the course of the past year because of the pandemic. We're all feeling that. People's livelihoods, economic issues are huge. Essential workers who have to go to work every day to get a paycheck, they don't have a choice of not getting protected. And so what we really need to do is just concentrate on anything we can do to limit our transmission right now. Don't assume this virus is gone. It's not. And just hold on for, even 8 more weeks. I think we can get through this surge and really get to the other side of it. And then once we get there, we're going to continue to get more and more people vaccinated. And that's what's going to stop it. The other thing you can do is get vaccinated. I know there's a lot of distrust in the community about these vaccines. I can tell you with absolute certainty they're very safe. They're very effective. There is no long-term or short-term impact we need to worry about. And, you know, no one wants to be the person who dies who is scheduled to get their vaccine 3 days later. You know, now is the time that we want to make sure we get that last push and keep people from getting infected so that they can get to the vaccines.
Well, Dr. Osholm, to hear you say 8 weeks, I don't think we've heard a time frame in such a long time when it comes to this pandemic. So that's a little light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, it is. You know, we've been over 14 months so far.
Wow.
You know, now we're just asking for one last push. You know, it's kind of like that marathon. You know, you've gotten, you know, all but 1 mile of it, you know, and you're still hanging in there. Don't give up now. You know, you're close. But that's what we got to get people to is the other end of it.
Thanks for being with us. And New Beginnings continues right now. Elizabeth Evo, Vaccine Outreach Director for Minnesota's Vaccine Response Team, says there are still precautions we should take even if you're vaccinated.
Even if you've been fully vaccinated, you should still keep taking precautions in public places like restaurants or gyms by wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart, avoiding crowds and poorly ventilated areas, covering your coughs and sneezes, and washing your hands often.
This message from KMOJ and the Minnesota Department of Health.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure. And we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, FreddieBell, FreddieBell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply FreddieBell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply Freddie@FreddieBell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, FreddieBell.com. The telephone number, 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week right here.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And with us now, as we continue our program this weekend, is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, located right in the middle of our community at 1015 4th Avenue North. If you'd like to reach them directly, 612-344-2221. And we say good morning and welcome to Kitty Harris. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I am doing amazing. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I know you, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, like a lot of other entities who are really concerned about the community and its response to COVID-19, you're doing a lot of great work in that space, helping the people who live in public housing.
Yes, absolutely. We have been, Minneapolis Public Housing has taken a huge undertaking in partnering with the Minnesota Department of Health to work in all of our 42 high-rises across the city to organize vaccine clinics for those who do want to receive the vaccine. We are in week 5 of doing our vaccinations. Some people have already received their first shot, and now this upcoming week will be receiving their second shot. And so we are very happy with the work that we've done for not only our residents, but our staff and the community as well.
What are the residents telling you as they go through the process? Do you see any vaccine hesitancy?
No, you know, a lot of our residents were very eager to receive the vaccine. And one of the beauties of the partnerships that we have is we were able to have Volunteers of America, who is housed in most of our buildings, come in and have those conversations with the residents. We had navigators who came in multiple languages to be able to answer those questions. We held listening sessions virtually so that people could ask questions and make sure that they were very informed on the decision that they were making. And so we made it available to everyone that was in our high rises, 18 plus, as well as their caregivers that might come in and provide services. And so it was received very well.
Where are you right now with giving the vaccinations to your residents? Is it close to 100% complete, or do you still have a few more properties to go?
We have a few more properties to go. I would say we're about 70% through our 42 high-rises. And this past weekend, just at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, we held over the Easter weekend a vaccine clinic with our on-site partner, the Lau Assistance Center, and we provided 200 doses per day to our community around North Minneapolis at that clinic, and then we will administer those second rounds of shots, so another 400 doses in the upcoming week.
Well, now, will this wrap it up, and do you anticipate doing anything more on a broader base for the community at large, or will it be confined to Minneapolis Public Housing residents?
Well, we will continue to do our part to help the community as these opportunities arise. The Cora McCorvey Center has already participated in 3 community clinics. As people call us and work with us, we make space available and or help people to get organized. So we have been working with the various zip codes surrounding our area, as well as the Heritage Park Neighborhood Association, to ensure vaccines for the community. So as those partnerships opportunities arise and the need continues, we will continue to be on the forefront in assisting our community, and so that we can make sure everyone who wants a vaccine gets a vaccine.
All right. That is Kitty Harris. She is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Again, they're located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. And if you have any questions or concerns, 612-344-2221. Kitty, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Freddie. See you soon.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your doctor or clinic today about the vaccines your child needs and the safety measures they have in place to protect your family during COVID-19. Go to health.mn.us/immunize for more. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Right now to really focus in on gift card scams, but also just everything that's happening right now and protecting our families. Please welcome Jay Hoppala, Associate State Director, Community Engagement of AARP Minnesota. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Chantel. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you. We were just talking offline, just in general, about all of the things that we're dealing with right now, injustices, dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, and there's just a lot of things happening. And we were talking and focusing in on just overall, in the midst of all of these things, we still have to think about checking in on each other and taking care of our families. What are your thoughts behind that as we were talking about this offline?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, obviously, we got some problems and that we're working through. And I was thinking even this morning as I'm looking at my social media and listen to what all these strangers have to say about the situation. How about, you know, we check in with our elders and try to figure out, you know, what are these people who are experienced and have this wisdom have to say about whether it's injustice or whether it's about violence and all the experiences they've been through. These elders are a resource for us, and instead of listening to people on social media, maybe we ought to be checking in with our grown parents and grandparents and see what they have to say about these kind of situations that we're in.
I agree. There's a lot of wisdom there. If you do have elders, you know, even if it's not your own parents, grandparents, or your parents, you know, just in the community, our community leaders and our elders who do have a lot of knowledge about these issues and circumstances that we're continuing to go through. And also just to redirect this conversation towards the topic of gift card scams. Obviously, there's a lot of scams happening right now. And even with COVID-19, I'm hearing that there's some scams happening behind that. What are your thoughts behind protecting ourselves against any type of scam, including these gift card scams that are on the rise?
Yeah, that's all right. And as we're going through all these situations, it makes us more vulnerable to financial fraud. The con artists are coming after us. And, you know, our elders need us, too. They need us to check in with them, make sure that they're, you know, when it comes to these scams, you know, are aware of what the criminals are trying to victimize us with and steal our money or our personal information. You know, new information from the last year has just recently been published, and we know now that gift cards are the number one way that people are losing money to scams, whether it's some imposter over the phone talking about your social security number has been used down south and you're going to get in trouble if you don't pay some money, or whether they're telling their victims that you're going to win a prize, but you got to pay some money in order to claim this prize that you won. Gift cards are what these scammers want. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. It's because they're basically anonymous so that money can't be traced when someone goes to the store and buys a gift card. And that helps the criminals just stay anonymous so that once they steal money from one of their victims, that the police and the investigators can't even trace where that money went. So if, you know, we got graduations and Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up, and if you're going to buy a gift card, that's okay for a gift. But if someone's telling you got to make a payment with a gift card, that's a scam.
Hmm. Wow. And I'd never thought about it that way. And it is a way that you can't really track it that way. But I'm glad that we're discussing this, because I honestly never thought about paying out with a gift card to someone over the phone and thinking about it being a scam. There's also a actual hotline, a fraud watch network that people can sign up for. And you're saying that you can get alerts to your inbox from AARP. Can you tell us about that network?
Yeah, we run this program called the Fraud Watch Network, and anyone can sign up to get alerts when we find out about new scams, and everyone else who's a part of this network gets an email, and we'll let you know about what new scams you ought to look out for. And even if you don't use a computer so much, you can call our hotline. It's 877-908-3360. And if someone's, you know, if you have a question about maybe something might be a scam, or certainly for people who've been victimized and lost money, they can call that number and get some help.
There's also an event happening with AARP and the Better Business Bureau for a conversation about top scams targeting victims online, cybersecurity, the gift card scams. This is happening April 21st. Can you talk about that briefly?
Yeah, that's right. We have a long relationship with the Better Business Bureau just for this purpose, trying to help people avoid financial crime and scams. And we put on these events. Right now, they're webinars since, you know, pandemic. We're not doing anything in person. But folks can, you know, sign up for this webinar. Even if you can't come live, you can sign up for it, and then we'll send you the recording when it's done. And the website is easy. It's aarp.org/mnevent.
All right, that's aarp.org/MN events. This event is happening April 21st. It is a virtual event. To visit that website to join and to register. Jay Hoppala, Associate State Director, Community Engagement of AARP Minnesota. Final thoughts on what we discussed in the beginning of this interview, just talking about checking in on your elders and just scooping up some knowledge that they may have on a lot of the events and circumstances that we're dealing with right now. I really like that thought process. Can you kind of give me a final thought on that?
Oh, man, I just hope that people out there are going to be safe and take care of each other. And I guess that's all I got to say.
All right, Jay, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And with me now is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp. And the website is westmetrohypnosis.com. And by phone, you can reach her at 952-222-3975. Good morning and welcome back to New Beginnings, Kelly.
My favorite place to be on Saturday morning, Freddie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And what is our mindful reset today? And before we get there, just as a primer, can you let people who are joining us for the first time understand what a mindful reset is?
Yes, it's just taking a few moments to contemplate a word for the day and to settle into that word and really learn something about yourself as you do this mindful reset. So I invite everyone now to relax, our word for the day, for the next few moments. And we do this by taking a breath and letting go of that breath. And in that letting go, we can breathe a little bit deeper and a little bit slower. And as we do this, allow the muscles of your body to really let go of tension and tightness. Make any adjustments necessary to let go of that tension and that tightness. Feel what it feels like to use your breath to breathe in a little bit longer and then to exhale out a little bit more slowly. Pay attention to the pockets of tightness and tension and see where you can let go even more. Relax and carry on is a saying that we see quite often. And sometimes we don't feel like our bodies know how to relax. But they do. It's built in to each and every one of us, the relaxation response of the body. So when you feel like your mind is too busy and unable to relax, that's okay. Spend more time paying attention to physical relaxation. Just using your breath to direct your attention into your feet. Let them become heavy. Or your hands. let your mind pay attention to the part of your body that feels most relaxed right now. If you are in a car right now driving, or perhaps someplace that you would rather not be, let your mind wander off and think of a place that you love to be and imagine yourself relaxing there, feeling the warmth of the sunshine, the springtime invitation into deeper relaxation. Now is the perfect time to allow yourself to relax even more. And just by giving yourself these few moments to relax, it's a quick turbocharge to your system. And so I invite you to do it more often. And until next time, thank you so much for being here.
And Kelly, thank you for helping us to relax this weekend on New Beginnings. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Calling Myrtle Fillmore to mind again in her story of her healing. Many people said, "Oh, Mrs. Fillmore, you must have been healed in an instant." She said, "No, I caught the idea of life, but my body needed some time, in her case, 2 years, to heal itself once she caught the idea, I am a child of God. That's my instruction. That's the truth of who I am, an expression of infinite life and power. That's what I know inwardly. And as I hold to that truth, if I remember my instruction manual, then in time and in process, I can make the changes in my life that I think are for my good. I can clean up my act, whatever that may be. I may make amends. But as I do it from a sense of power, of inner spiritual capacity. I don't do it from a sense of shame or guilt. Wake up before cleaning up. The poet, Martin Nepo, who's on the cover of the current issue of Unity Magazine, it's there in our library, he wrote, "Misery is a moment of suffering allowed to become everything." He goes on to describe the process of waking up to a greater, more expansive view of life. Now, we all know pain in the body, or we might say pain in our soul, hard feelings. That does get our attention. And it gets our attention for the purpose, as we sang in the grace chant, it gets our attention that we may become aware of what needs to be healed, what greater truth needs to be revealed in our life. So it's like a caution sign saying a healing is needed here. But it's important to begin with the centering, to read that instruction manual of your life that tells you who you are, how you are brought into being, what the truth of you is. And then from that point, you can make the changes in your life that you're guided to make. Reverend Dr. Michael Gott, minister of the very large Unity of Houston, challenged himself to write what we see on, I believe, CBS as a note to self. He conceived a letter as if life were writing a letter to him. That is, what would life say to him? And as Dr. Michael Gott described it, when I began to write this letter, something happened. Something opened in my consciousness and simultaneously bloomed in my heart. I felt this wondrous, infinite, cosmic presence of intelligence and love that birthed and sustains me, knew me, loves me, cherishes me. I felt awe at how big life is, and I felt valued and connected in an intimate way. There was no judgment, no human condition based, "I'll love you if you follow the rules," sort of love. I still feel this vast and intimate love. I feel honored and blessed to be alive in this human experience today. I don't feel it all the time. But this connection is there every moment I reach for it. That's our call, isn't it? To be awake, to be aware of the preciousness of life, and to know that we are a part of it. From the Gospel of John, the opening chapter that speaks of the indwelling of life itself within every man and woman in the world, as it says. In that chapter, it says, "Out of the superabundance of life and truth, we have all received gifts of grace beyond our imagination." And here's the kicker, the punchline, part of the instruction book. It reads, "You see, Moses gave us rules to live by. But Jesus the Christ offered us gifts of grace and truth that will awaken us." Do you hear the distinction? In unity, we say in the Hebrew scriptures and tradition, Moses was the first bringer of the law. This is how life works. Do this, this happens. Don't do this, something else won't happen. Rules of living. And this is good knowledge. But Jesus brought this Christ idea that God is with us, within us. We can turn to that. As Reverend Gott said, we don't hold that idea all the time. We forget it. We slip up. But that truth is always there when we choose. I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing this higher truth for myself. This essential truth of who and what I am because God created me. God brought me into this world. Do you remember those old bumper stickers a few decades ago? I'm dating myself again. The ones that said, "God don't create no junk." But has that thought ever gone through your mind? In your moments of spiritual practice, perhaps in prayer, or as one of our friends shared in the early service, she goes out into the beauty of nature and is just inwardly awakened to be a part of all of life. But other times we forget it. And unlike that bumper sticker, we begin thinking of all our faults. And helpful teachers along the way, like Myrtle Fillmore, said, "Remember, you've looked at your faults enough. Look at your virtues. Look at what she liked to call your divine inheritance." Charles Fillmore described it this way: these spiritual ideals we have all been given to choose and to develop, to choose and to bring forth in our life. It's an instruction manual. And we do well to read the instructions first. So for a moment, I invite you to join me in the silence. This is the time when we can see the instructions of life within us most clearly.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.